Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Side pushed along by Carlson. Capitals can't clear. Sherratt kept it in play down in front for Hagee, and he scores! He scores! Carter Verhaeghe stays red hot! He gets the overtime winner!
Time for more Panthers Review on the home of Panthers hockey. AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back on the Panthers preseason special, the annual Panthers preseason special. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay, coming to you live from the home radio booth here at FLA Live Arena. Back at studio control, and you're going to hear this a lot throughout the season. Danny Garcia back at studio control tonight. And, of course, the Panthers and the Lightning tomorrow right here at FLA Live Arena, 7 o'clock. Ticket sales proceeds go to Hurricane Ian Relief. If you can't make it, we will have a stream of the action available at FloridaPanthers.com, so check that out. We'd love to see you down here, though. 7 o'clock face-off tomorrow. Well, we can't have a preseason special without inviting in one of my favorite associates with whom I am associated with. He covers lots of things across South Florida. For the Associated Press, he is my friend and yours, Tim Reynolds. Tim, we can't have a preseason special without you, so thanks for making some time for us. You're in Las Vegas right now, but that's not keeping you away from our show. Again, we thank you for stopping by. How are you?
I am great, Dougie, Billy. I'm so happy to be talking to you. And I want to tell you guys, because you mentioned I'm in Las Vegas, I want to tell you guys how big the Florida Panthers are. Last night, I'm covering a basketball game in Las Vegas, and during the national anthem, they yelled night. And I think it's so cool that the Las Vegas sport fan thinks that highly of Spencer Knight. I am just amazed by that.
That was pretty good. That basketball game with the 7'5" guy that scored 30-some points?
37 points, a 7'5" French 18-year-old.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's good. He's like 8 foot on skates.
Yeah. Someone might have to look in the NHL draft on that kid.
Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press.
He's the Zdeno Chara of hoops.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy. Yes. Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, kind enough to stop by with us tonight. And Tim, we always hype you up when you come on, because as I say it, I mean this, there are many people out there of their finger on the pulse of the South Florida sports scene, quite like you do. So that's where I want to lead in first with you here. This Panthers team has been knocking on the door, and no doubt last season's defeat does still sting. I think it's manufactured a hunger in this group right now. But when you look back, the President's Trophy season, that was a big step for the team. Getting past the first round was a big step for a lot of these guys. Now you've got the start of the Paul Maurice era, the start of the Matthew Tkachuk era. I guess we just open it up right here, Tim, when you look at this Panthers team that, again, has shown that they are a legitimate contender. How excited are you now to see where this team can take things going into the 22-23 season?
Well, I mean, I'm incredibly excited. And I think, this has been building, right? I mean, the Panthers have not been the woebegone Panthers for many years now. So the question has been, okay, are they any good? And then the question became, okay, they're good, but how good are they? Now we know, like, there's going to be a President's Trophy banner. And it's not the one you want. I get that. But this is a team, a little bit different, obviously, but still the core of a team that won, 58 games last year, mm-hmm. 122 points, added one of the most dynamic players in hockey, cost the Panthers an enormous price, obviously, in Jonathan Huberdeau. You've got Alexander Barkov, who, Billy, correct me if I'm wrong, because obviously you know the game a tiny bit better than I do. I don't know if Barkey is even just entering his prime. I don't know if he's there yet.
He's getting better. Yeah,
there's
I would agree
so
with that,
much to love. Exactly, but I mean, there's so much to love right now. You know you're a good hockey team. Now, I'll tell you both this. I don't believe they're a 122-point team. And I say that because the division is better. The division is much better. There's no nights off or very few nights off this year for the Florida Panthers. I'm okay with that because as we learned last spring, December, January, February, March, it's nice, and that's what gets you to the playoffs. That's what gets you home ice. That's what will give you home ice in a potential Game 7. That's what would give you home ice had they gotten to the Stanley Cup Final last season. It's about playing your best hockey at the end. That's what this team, that's what Paul Maurice's task is. Take this enormously talented group and find a way to make sure they are playing the best possible brand of playoff hockey at the end. And if that means less than 122 points, that is not a step back. That in a lot of ways is a step forward. That's what I am looking for this season.
I would agree with that. Just want to get your reaction when you heard the news of Tkachuk coming down here to South Florida and Huberdeau and Uyghur going over to Calgary, and just pretty much your overall thoughts on that trade.
I texted Bill Zito that he was the GOAT. That was my initial reaction to it. That's the first thing I did, was I texted Bill Zito and said he's the greatest of all time. Nobody thought, like none of the experts, Matthew Tkachuk had his quote-unquote his list of teams. And then as we found out from listening to Matthew, he wanted to be in Florida. The Florida Panthers stepped up, pulled off the deal, accepted the massive selling price, losing two great players, two bedrocks of that locker room last season. Great guys. You wish him nothing but the best. I'm so happy Hubie got his extension. I'm really happy for him. I'm happy for Calgary. I think this is a rare deal where it benefits all the teams and all the players involved. It's an unbelievable trade.
Yeah, just to follow up that, then, Tim, you mentioned the playoffs. How much do you think bringing in a player like Tkachuk and what happened in the playoffs played into the evaluation of that trade?
100%. That's it. I mean, that's why, right? And people will hear us say that and think, oh, my God, they put it all on Jonathan Huberdeau. No, that's incorrect. It's like there's a saying in business, right? You have to spend money to make money. You had to give up a huge asset to get the guy who you think you need. Jonathan Huberdeau is a lot of things. Enormously skilled. Love him. Love his game. I hope the ovation for him when the Flames come in shakes FLA Live Arena to the core. I really hope it does. He's not a pest. He's not the type of guy who's going to get under the skin of the Tampa Bay Lightning or whomever you're playing next year in the second round. He's not that guy. That's not because Jonathan Huberdeau wasn't quote unquote a pest, isn't the reason why they lost that series. Bill Zito had the courage to look at an enormously talented group coming off a President's Trophy and dare to say, how can I make this team better at playoff time? Huge risk. Enormous risk. The easiest thing in the world would have been run it back. Give Hubie his extension. Run it back. That would have been the easiest thing in the world. It took guts to make the move Bill Zito made. You know what takes guts? Winning Stanley. You know how you win a Stanley Cup? Guts. That's what you need to win a cup. It's a guts move by Bill Zito. It doesn't guarantee anything, but it shows the constitution of who the Panthers are now. They are going to take nothing but big swings to bring the cup to Sunrise.
Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, kind enough to stop by with us here on our preseason special right here on 560 WQAM. And Tim, this is also going to be season number one for Paul Maurice behind the Panthers bench. And I said it right away, the reputation that Paul's always had is he's a great communicator of the game. And I said this isn't only going to benefit the guys in the locker room. This is going to play great in our market here as well because he's such a great communicator of hockey. And you were out at Media Day, Tim. You were out there for the start of training camp. Anything that stood out for you as far as your initial interactions with Paul Maurice?
Well, a couple of things, Dougie. The first thing was in his introductory news conference, and we knew a little of this, but hearing him explain it really stuck with me. He's got a child at the University of Miami, and he's got another child in Estero. So it was a natural fit for him to come here. I don't know what went on with Winnipeg. I don't know, and we'll never know, because we'll never be really inside Paul's mind, what brought that on. What made him say, they need a different voice, I need a break? That was what, December last season? I loved the story. And when they hired him, when they hired Paul, I loved the story about how he's flipping channels one night, going through games, sees the Florida Panthers, turns to his wife and says, huh. It's almost like it was just meant to be. The Panthers are what, guys? They've been chasing a cup forever. Paul Maurice, his name ain't on it. His name ain't on the cup. There's a lot of parallels there. He's an excellent coach, one of the winningest coaches in hockey history. I don't know if people realize that. The guy's won a lot of hockey games. He doesn't have that Joel Quenneville je ne sais quoi because he doesn't have cups. He and the Panthers are in lockstep in a lot of ways. The Panthers are good, and they're chasing great. Paul Maurice is good. He's chasing great. Another gutsy move by Bill Zito. The other thing that jumped out to me, Dougie, from watching those first practices, guys were bent over, sucking every bit of air they could get out of the ice.
Difficult camp in that regard, yep.
He worked them. And you know what? He's setting the tone for the challenge that lies ahead. I loved that. And he didn't hide it. He didn't make any excuses for it. He was like, the game is played along the boards. That's where we're going to be. 3 feet from the boards, that's where we're finishing practice every day. The expectation for this team was made crystal clear by Paul Maurice on day one.
Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, kind enough to stop by with us.
Yeah, just the last quote, and last question, yeah. Just out there in Vegas, I guess, 4 o'clock. Have you got a chance to go by the betting boards and see what the odds are on teams as far as winning the Stanley Cup and where everyone's kind of positioned out there?
You know, I mean, the Panthers, I may have taken a look for entertainment purposes.
Okay.
I wouldn't wager because, you know, that would be inappropriate. That would be wrong. I can't do that.
I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just wondering if you took a look to know where
I took a look, and you know
the betting favorites are.
I think they were what? They were like 6th or 7th, I think, on the board.
Okay.
I think they're still – I look, like we said at the top of the segment, guys, These are not the Panthers of old. I will not have to write, and they haven't won a playoff series since 1996 ever again. I think the hockey world knows this is a good team. I think the hockey world expects them to be a good team. I think the odds makers truly believe that this is a team good enough to win it all. I don't. There's always ways to get better, and you have to be healthy. You have to get lucky. When are they getting Anthony Duclair back? Can Bob be Bob again? Do we get the same Bob this year that we got last year? Does Spencer Knight take a step forward? Million questions to answer. The NHL knows there's a good team in Sunrise, Florida. The NHL knows there's two really good teams in the state of Florida, but it's not big brother, little brother anymore. Now, the playoff series certainly suggested there's a bit of a gap there. I think losing that series the way that they did, it is going to mean something to the Florida Panthers all year. They're going to remember that pain. They know what it's like now. When you get bounced on April 10th in game 82 and have fan appreciation night and then go home for the year, that hurts, but doesn't hurt quite like going through the handshake line in Tampa with your arch rival. I think that's going to be it's a huge spark for this group. And I think the NHL knows that it's really, being good isn't enough anymore for the Panthers. They know that this group, as put together right now, has designs on just one thing, and that's to win it all. And when you look at those odds, there's some people that believe that this team can get it done.
Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, kind enough to stop by with us, one of our favorite associates. And Tim, we were talking about it in the summer. We know we can't do a season preview show if you're not involved. This has become one of the great traditions in sports. And again, we thank you very much for stopping by as always.
It is my pleasure. I love the work you guys do, the energy you guys bring to the broadcast, the energy to the booth. You are so important to the South Florida hockey fan. I've got so much respect for you guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much, Tim. You're the best.
Thank you, Tim. Means the world to us to hear that. And again, we love being able to bring everybody the action every single night. So we hope everybody enjoys listening as much as we enjoy bringing the broadcast to you. Big thanks once again to Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, not only for the kind words there, but also for the great insight in that segment. A guy who's covered a lot of things down here in South Florida for the better part of the last couple of decades. Again, kind enough to offer up some thoughts there on the Panthers as they head into this 22-23 season. And again, as we cruise along here, the season preview spectacular, it's flying by. It always does. Coming up, we're going to have a chat with Panthers forward Sam Reinhart. Caught up with him after practice yesterday, so we'll have that coming up next segment. We'll have your tweets coming up a little bit later on as well, at Doug Plagans, at Lindsey B. Hockey. Looking forward to hearing from you if you have any questions. Anything that's on your mind pertaining to the Panthers, the Atlantic Division, the National Hockey League, whatever it is you want to bring to the table, tweet us. We'll get to that. We'll get to whatever we have time for coming up later on here in hour number two as we continue. Again, Panthers Lightning tomorrow, 7 o'clock here at FLA Live Arena. And then Saturday afternoon, Panthers and the Lightning. That one will be in Tampa, 4 o'clock, 3:30, Panthers preview, 99.1 HD2 is where to tune in here in Miami-Dade and Broward County. So check that out coming up on Saturday afternoon. Then we'll do things for real coming up after that. The Panthers open up their regular season again on the 13th of this month, a week from tomorrow, on the road against the New York Islanders at 7:30. The home opener for the Panthers will be on October the 19th at 7:30 when the Philadelphia Flyers come to town, and the Panthers kick off a three-game homestand and a home schedule that night. So some key dates to put down on your calendar there. Coming up next, we'll hear from Panthers forward Sam Reinhart. That's straight ahead. Alongside Billy Lindsey, I'm Doug Plagans. This is the Florida Panthers preseason special right here on 560 Sports WQAM.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Backhand around here on the near side, pushed along by Carlson. Capitals can't clear. Sherrod kept it in play down in front for Hagee, and he scores! He scores! Carter Verhaeghe stays red hot! He gets the overtime winner!
Time for more Panthers Review on the home of Panthers Hockey. AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back into our season preview extravaganza right here on 560 WQAM. Talking Florida Panthers up until 8 o'clock, so we've got lots to get to. Big thanks to Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press for stopping by, taking some time out of his time out in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. Last segment, we had Matt Caldwell to open up the show, Panthers president and CEO. We also had from the Territory Talk podcast and FloridaPanthers.com, Jamison Olive joined us back in hour number one as well. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay here with you again, taking you up until 8 o'clock, and we're going to get to a chat I had a chance to have with Panthers forward Sam Reinhart yesterday after practice. But, Billy, something with this Panthers team, and we've seen this across all of sports over history, and it can be a difficult thing to do, but you look at this Panthers team, and over the last couple of years, whether it was Sam Bennett coming in at the tail end two seasons ago now, or Sam Reinhart making his debut with the Panthers last year, or when Brandon Montour got here, or when Anthony Duclair came in, Carter Verhaeghe, so many guys have come to this Panthers team and seen things just take off for them. They've been able to make an immediate impact. They've been able to have immediate success. And when you look at this Panthers group, is there anything about it that you feel lends itself to guys being able to step in and make that immediate impact? Sam Reinhart was his first season with the team last year, and there wasn't much of a learning curve. He ended up having a point-a-game year, over a point-a-game, 82 points in 78 games last year. But we've seen so many guys come in new to the group and make an immediate splash.
Yeah, and part of that's been the building of the core here with Huberto's gone now, but Kachuk comes in, and you got Ekblad, and you got Barkov, and you've got these people. And you got Reinhart that comes from Buffalo. He's never won. He's never been really – he's been up and down the lineup, first-line center, but no.
You've seen a lot of moving parts around him, too.
He's played with 1,000 different players. Yep. All of a sudden, he comes here, gets a defined role. He bounces around, but he can play anywhere in your lineup. But he's surrounded by good players, and you got to throw Lundell in that mix. It's just – so when you come in here, and Sam Bennett, I don't know what they saw in Calgary. They drafted him high. Why didn't they give him a chance in the top six?
Yep.
Playing with Gaudreau or something when he was there. boggles my mind, but Sam Bennett gets a chance to come here, and he gets, all of a sudden, he's playing 15, 18, 20 minutes a night. Or in Calgary, he's playing 11, 12 minutes, and just never really got that chance, and he gets a chance to flourish, Reinhardt. So it's a good job by Bill Zito going out and recognizing some players that just aren't getting maybe the opportunities or looks that they needed. Throw them in the right role. Throw them where, give them an opportunity. Give them a chance. And it's so talented around them that you got such a flexibility in your lineup, especially with that top six. It's not going to change again this year. You can throw different pieces. That's why players can come here. They can flourish, and I would expect you're going to see some of that same stuff from Rudolph Balcers and Colin White and those type of players that get chances to come here and maybe make an impact.
So the Panthers, like we said, they've just been a destination for a lot of guys to come and achieve immediate success. Sam Reinhardt, one of those guys coming off a great first season as a Panther. And as we move into that conversation, the first thing I asked him was, does it feel different now going into season number two as a Panther after having that first one under his belt?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, having that comfort level is, kind of rise everywhere. It's a nice feeling, especially away from the rink as well. So it's nice to be able to come down here and kind of hit the ground running right from the start of camp.
And it sounded like there was just a hunger in the group before camp even started. It sounds like a lot of guys were here getting prepared, and you guys have really hit the ground running. It's been a tough camp, but when you look at the last few weeks here, just can you feel that there's a real purpose here with the group, and a group that really knows what it's capable of doing here?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's been a big competitive nature in this camp, and the pace, the structure has been there, and that's kind of what we were looking for out of the last couple of weeks. So, hoping to continue with that and start kind of winding down a little bit now and start to feeling really good in the games.
And how's it felt adjusting to Paul Maurice, running things now? Obviously, I'm sure it's everybody comes in feeling like there's a clean slate. And like you said, there's a lot of internal competition that's healthy here. But what's the adjustment been to a new head coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a good mix of guys around the organization that have been here enough that are hungry to flip the script a little bit, and then some fresh presences throughout the lineup and obviously behind the bench. So I think it's a healthy combination, and we all have the same end goal in mind.
And that looking at that end goal, obviously last year ended earlier than you would have liked, but at the same time, how valuable was that experience you guys picked up moving into the second round, getting that series victory over Washington? How much experience was taken away from that overall?
Yeah, I think you have to learn from it. It was my first experience. There's a lot of things that I picked up from it along the way that, things I would do the same, things I would obviously do a little different. So, I think at any time you can get experiences like that, whether they're good or bad, you try and work out and, within yourself and come out better at that, throughout the end of it.
And talking about this team here, Sam Reinhardt with us, obviously last year, your first season as a Panther, you had a great season individually. And we've seen over the last couple of years, a lot of guys have come here and been able to make an immediate impact. Is this just an easy group to immerse yourself with?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's so many options, so many guys, that we're able to play with, offensively and make an impact on games. And, I think once I kind of figure out my role and how to do that on a nightly basis within the team, and I think we're all better off.
A couple of your teammates wanted to ask you about. First, obviously, a lot of the headlines over the offseason, Matt Tkachuk comes in. When you're home over the summer or wherever you were and you see that news, what's it like when you see that a guy like that's going to be joining your team?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a lot of excitement. Your kind of emotions are on a couple ends of the spectrum. A couple of guys going out, part of the business. Unfortunately, they've been here for so long, given so much. It's always tough to see certain guys go. But then on the other end of it, you get a guy like Chucky, bring him in. And, just the presence he has both on and off the ice so far, being around here is something that's great for a locker room. And, obviously he's a competitor on the ice. And you know, he's a guy that's going to do what it takes to win.
And another guy you had a chance to play with quite a bit as a rookie last year, Anton Lundell, had a nice splash in the National Hockey League. Had he not missed a little bit of time due to injury, could have been right there in that Calder Trophy mix. But as a guy who got to play with him quite a bit last year, what skill sets really stand out when you look at his game, and what is it that helped him adjust to the National Hockey League game pretty quickly? It seems like another one of those guys that, again, from your perspective, seemed like you guys had a lot of chemistry and you guys had a pretty easy time playing with each other.
Yeah, I mean, he's so smart. I think he's someone that, you know, at a young age coming in, he's really open to learning, and he takes everything in, and he kind of processes it. And, you know, I think he did that tremendously throughout the course of the year. And then, you know, obviously over the end of the year, into playoffs, he kind of took some learning experiences with him. And, you know, he's just so comfortable coming back here this year, and you obviously see the work that he's put in. So, you know, I think you look at the smarts and how he's able to kind of adapt and learn at that age is pretty remarkable.
Now, as you ramp things up here, a couple of games against the Tampa Bay Lightning before the season starts here. Good little test at the end of the preseason. I know preseason's preseason, but you guys are going to see the Lightning a lot. You know they're always going to be a good test out there. A good way to end the preseason here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's a good time. You know, we got a couple days now to kind of regroup, finish off with two strong games, and another couple days to get ready for the season.
Do you feel yourself kind of get into that routine now of, you know, practice game, and now we see, you know, you don't have the two groups anymore. It's gotten down to one group. Does it feel more like a practice than a camp?
Once we get into these next two games, we'll start feeling back to normal. That's what you want.
And last thing, I know you said when we talked to you after last season ended, over the summer, you and your brothers, was it golf, tennis? You guys have some off the ice competition. Who stood out this summer, and did you have any big victories in that regard?
Yeah, good. Golf's competitive with my brothers for sure. You know, Griff and I, it's not too big of a competition with Max anymore, unfortunately. But they definitely play a lot more tennis now that they're done hockey. It's you know, the odd time I'll get out there, but it's still a little too hard on my body. But you know, they still have yet to take me down on the tennis court, so I'll always hold that against them.
No, I know, Sam. We can't wait to get this season going here. Thanks very much, and good luck here as we get ready to start the year.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sam Reinhart of the Panthers right there. Again, had a chance to catch up with him after practice yesterday. So coming off a great first season as a Panther, and I know he and the rest of his teammates excited to get things going here once again. And again, the Panthers have just been a place where a lot of guys have been able to come in and achieve immediate success, and he's one of those guys. And you go right down the list, so many players have made immediate impacts.
And the good news here is that they're all right in that
same age range.
Yeah, that same age range. And the big thing with Tkachuk coming here with the Huberto deal is 24.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
get him from 25 to 32.
Yeah, get it. Yeah, the 8 years makes a big difference. That contract's still looking pretty good down at the end of the road. And that Athletic article that was mentioned earlier, and that was talked about, I did go down and read part of that. And part of the evaluation of the trade was that the Panthers, with Huberto and Uyghur moving on, that there might be a downsize as far as the points come this year, but when the playoffs and when it matters most. And also for the sustainability, what you're looking at as far as the salary cap and moving forward, you're going to be in a much better situation 3, 4, 5 years down the road to kind of keep this thing on track and rolling in the right direction, even if it is a couple million saved here and there between, and that's the difference between adding a couple of guys and when the salary caps, now that we're out of the COVID, it's gone up a little bit this year. Now more revenue for the league, full 82 games, playoffs, there's going to be more revenue. The cap's going to go up at the end of this year. Same thing's going to happen at the end of the next year. And I believe by 24, 25, I was reading, they're going to be up over $90 million at that point. So there's going to be a substantial increase in the cap. So if you look at it for the Panthers and the sustainability of what you're trying to do with this core group and keep them together for as long as possible and win that cup, that is what Bill Zito and the objective go there, and Reinhardt's one of those guys, and these guys, Tkachuk coming here, they're excited.
Mm-hmm.
Florida's the destination. People, like, players want to come down here. They want to be part of it. Even the coach, Paul Maurice,
yep.
They never win a Stanley. He wants to try and guide this team to a Stanley Cup. So it's an exciting destination. People want to come down. Believe me, that's why I fell in love with it, to mm-hmm. come down here when at first, and we got off and experienced the market, and it was hot, and the weather and the fans and everything that we went through. And I told my wife, can you believe almost 30 years later we're walking down the same street that we were 30 years ago?
Yeah.
Would you believe that? And she looked at me and said, no, I just never really could have ever imagined that that would be a possibility or a reality. But to see this team where it's at and getting a chance, it's that would be, to me, that's the ultimate dream. Is I've never won one with a Stanley Cup as a player, but to be part of it with a franchise is the next closest thing that I can get, and I'm a big fan, and I'm right there with those guys. So that's a dream for me to see it, and I want to see it one day down here with this team. This group is poised last year, and it's going to be poised again this year.
And they're going to be a contender once again, no question about that. The Panthers play the Lightning tomorrow night right here at FLA Live Arena. That's the final preseason home game, 7 o'clock. Ticket sales proceeds go to Hurricane Ian Relief, so we'd love to see you down here for that. If you can't make it, we've got a stream, FloridaPanthers.com. Billy and I will have the call for that less than 24 hours from right now. And then on Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock, 3:30 Panthers preview, 96.5 WPOW HD2 is where it'll listen. We'll have that for you for our Dayton Broward County listeners, 96.5 WPOW HD2. That's where you can tune in on Saturday afternoon. The Panthers open up the regular season on the 13th, a week from tomorrow, at the New York Islanders. It's going to be a 7:30 face-off. Three-game road trip to start the year. The Panthers' home opener, October 19th, against Philadelphia. So that's what's on tap. That's a 7:30 face-off. And as always, FloridaPanthers.com is where to go to get your tickets. You can call 954-835-PUCK. And Billy, as I say all the time to everybody, whether you want to go to one game or all the games, by yourself or with all your friends, we can sort something out that works for you. So again, FloridaPanthers.com or 954-835-PUCK. That's the number to call. Get some Panthers tickets. You don't want to miss it this year. It's going to be exciting, no doubt about that. The Panthers are a contender. We've seen what they've been able to accomplish the last couple of years. As Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press said when he joined us here in hour number two, they're building. They know they're good. This team's knocking on the door, and you want to be there to see it. Folks, we're going to come back. One more segment to go here in our preseason special, taking your tweets, a talk show edition of the world-famous Twitter segment. Coming up next, at Doug Plagans, D-O-U-G-P-L-A-G-E-N-S, at Lindsey B. Hockey. You can tweet me, Doug Plagans. You can tweet Billy Lindsey. You can tweet both of us, because Twitter allows you to be able to tag multiple people in a tweet. So you could put us both on there. We'll get to your questions, your concerns. If you just want to say hello, whatever you want to bring to the table, that's next. We'll take some of your questions straight ahead, folks. This is the Panthers preseason special right here on 560 Sports WQAM.
Backhand around here on the near side, pushed along by Carlson. Capitals can't clear. Sherrod kept it in play down in front for Hagee, and he scores! He scores! Carter Verhaeghe stays red hot! He gets the overtime winner!
Time for more Panthers Review on the home of Panthers Hockey. AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. One more segment to go here in our annual season preview extravaganza. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsey here with you as we preview a new Florida Panthers season. We'll be taking your tweets here in just a moment, so if you haven't sent them out yet, you still have a little bit of time. At Doug Plagans, at Lindsey B. Hockey, taking your questions. We've gotten a few rolling in. We've gotten some folks who just want to say hello, so we've had some tweets rolling in here. Again, at Doug Plagans, at Lindsey B. Hockey. Tomorrow at 7, Panthers and the Lightning, FLA Live Arena, preseason action, the final Panthers preseason home game. Ticket sales proceeds go to Hurricane Ian Relief efforts. They'll be collecting supplies out on the JetBlue tarmac as well before the game, so a chance to not only see the Panthers and the Lightning, but chance to support a good cause tomorrow night as well. And then 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, Panthers and the Lightning wrap up the preseason. We'll have that for you on 96.5 WPOW HD2. That's coming up on Saturday afternoon at 4. I should mention as well, if you can't make it tomorrow night, Billy and I will have the call. We'll have a stream for you, FloridaPanthers.com. That's going to be tomorrow night, so you don't want to miss that. We will have you covered if you're not able to make it down here. Panthers open up the regular season a week from tomorrow at the New York Islanders. That's the 13th, and then the home opener is the 19th at 7:30 against Philadelphia, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK. That's where to go to get your tickets for all the upcoming Panthers action. At Doug Plagans, at Lindsey B. Hockey, taking some tweets. We've got some topics. AJ chimes in. Thanks for listening. Says he's enjoying the show. We thank you very much for tuning in, AJ. Our old friend Katie Gauz working out in Denver for Altitude Now. She chimes in, says, no questions, just wanted to say hello. Well, hello to you,
hello, Katie,
for tuning in. And we thank you very much for chiming in this evening. Josh in Pembroke Pines, one of our loyal listeners, he chimes in, just wanted to say hello and good evening. And Josh in Pembroke Pines, a loyal listener on the Panthers Radio Network. So great to have you on board, Josh. Thanks for tuning in. Carol is listening, another loyal listener to Panthers broadcasts all season long. Another great Panthers fan here who tunes in quite a bit, our friend Harry. Harry chimes in on Twitter, and he's asking about the physicality of this Panthers group, and that's an area that certainly has been upgraded in recent years. And he says, Harry says in his tweet, says he would say Kachuk, Gudas, Lomberg, Bennett, the physical in-your-face players on the Panthers. Asked if we agree. Who else would you add? Where do the Panthers rank in physicality? Well, you got to throw Patrick Hornquist in that mix as well. And I think it's infectious. You go up and down the lineup, and maybe those are the in-your-face type of guys that that come to mind. But especially when you have a guy like a Matthew Kachuk and Sam Bennett kind of drag everybody else into it, and maybe make everybody else feel a little bit bigger out there when you've got a guy like Matthew Kachuk on your side as well.
It was mentioned, Kachuk, they're unicorns. And I wouldn't put Sam Bennett far off that conversation. Yep. Radko Gudas, and as far as the toughness, the team toughness is there, and it's going to make some guys bigger. Mm-hmm. a little bit more brave on the ice. If you're a second young player like Lundell, and you got Kachuk and Gudas and some of these guys out there that are going to Lomberg, that are going to play that in-your-face style, they're not going to back down from anyone. And there's going to be a little change in the dynamic as far as the personality of this team, and it's going to be a little bit more rambunctious. It's going to have that. Well, the change, you're going to see it. It's going to be infectious in the locker room, on the ice. So the physicality, it's going to, but you look around the league and you take a player like Kachuk and the similarities, but if you want, you take a player like Tom Wilson.
Yep.
But he's much more skilled than Tom Wilson, but you can draw parallels along those lines. Those players are so
hard. A guy who
can
play on your top, Tom Wilson can skate with a top line or a second line.
Yeah. That brings so much to your team, and that's what you're looking for, especially when it becomes a postseason time. And this Panther team is going to have to get off to a good start. They're going to have to find some chemistry quickly. Paul Maurice is going to have to figure out some line combinations that he's going to want to work with. That's, to me, going to be the most interesting point coming out of training camp, is trying to get those line situations sorted. They're going to change. What you see in day one is going to, by game 82, you're going to see a lot of different line combinations. Mm-hmm. But you want some symmetry going through the first 10 or 15 games. And special teams, you want to come out. The power play last year in the playoffs wasn't successful. Penalty kill, those things. Those are, when as a player in training camp, that to me, like when we went to the Stanley Cup in 96 and we came back training camp, we didn't even have to play in the preseason. We played 7 minutes a night and played two or three games. And then once the regular season hit, it was just like we just dropped the puck the other night, and that sort of scenario. So with the new faces and everything, that's the biggest, what you want to get accustomed to, is that you want that group just kind of forming together so they hit the ice in stride. And there will be a lot of, even though there's new faces, there will be a lot of carryover from what happened last year and the success on the ice, and they'll be able to get up to speed pretty quickly.
So, and just piggybacking off all that, Billy, that goes a long way when you do get past game 82, when you get into the postseason, mm-hmm. having that DNA, that physicality is only going to benefit your team overall.
Yes. You, in the character,
yep.
Tampa Bay, you just take a look, Patty Maroon.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at the guy can
been to four finals in a row.
Yeah, he could put on running shoes and skate as fast as he could probably run in running shoes as fast as he skates sometimes. But he's out.
It works.
And he's effective, and it works. And they want teams want players like that on their team. Darren Helm, Colorado, Cogliano,
mm-hmm.
Pick up depth guys that they added that were so big for Colorado.
Josh Manson,
Josh,
yeah.
Yeah, Manson. Some of the pieces that Joe Sakic was able to put together. Lekkonen coming
yeah.
over at the deadline. If you looked at Colorado and you actually looked at the tweaks they made towards the end and some of their players, it was kind of those playoff DNA guys that got them over the hump.
Yep. So the Panthers and the Lightning tomorrow will renew the rivalry here at FLA Live Arena. Sean the Hawk, another one of our loyal listeners, he chimes in and just asks who's been a standout so far in the preseason. Well, Sean the Hawk, not trying to dodge your question here, but it's pretty tough to pick just one because it's been such a high-tempo camp. We've seen a lot of good stuff coming from a lot of guys. I mean, we've seen the best coming from everybody, and I think that's been the general consensus that we've seen throughout camp is really that Paul Maurice is doing, well, first of all, Paul Maurice is doing a great job getting a lot of guys into a lot of different combinations, a lot of different situations, because he wants to just get a full view of mm-hmm. of how everybody works, who can play the middle, who can shift over to the wing if need be. But you go up and down the lineup, and I know this is an easy one, but you don't see Alexander Barkov on the ice for a few months because it's the off season. You come back, you see him back on the ice, and you just see, wow, he's just a beast out there.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. And you see it, you don't just see it during games, you don't just see it during practices in the middle of the season, you see it right now in training camp. Just looks outstanding. We're seeing Brandon Montour get a lot of looks, and he's seen some reps on the power play and things like that. So keep an eye on him. Anton Lundell, Jameson Olive talked about it back in hour number one. But he just looks every bit the star in the making that we all know he is down here in South Florida, and he's put himself onto the radar. But a lot of bright spots across the board for the Panthers. They're a deep and balanced team.
They are, and train camp is mentioned at the start of the show. Veterans, they're happy. Let's go. It's game on, and it's part of the routine. Get through it and get your skating legs underneath you. Paul Maurice said they came in, they were in shape. That's the biggest thing you want from your team,
mm-hmm.
is you want the conditioning to go there. And then the guys, once they get on the ice, and once that regular season, once the puck drops, it's a whole different mindset, whole different attitude that you adapt, especially camp for the majority. All the team, except for a couple of spots, is locked up. And
yep.
then for the young guys, if you're going down to Charlotte, you're going down to the minors, you want to make an impact. You want to be noticed so that maybe some injuries, you want to be first on that call-up list. Young players, training camp, vital, very important. That's where maybe you can make a mark, stand out. Veteran players, it's totally the opposite. You know what you're going to be. It's all about getting your timing, getting your skating legs underneath you, ramped up, and you just want to keep going, ramping. And now that the regular season's here, it's time to get going in full tilt. And when that puck drops, it's preseason. For veterans, it gets the blood boiling a little bit, but it doesn't raise the temperature too much. Once they drop it regular season, all of a sudden it's just, okay, I'm back in my element. I'm back in my setting. Mm. This is what I'm paid for. This is what I'm meant to do. Let's go do it.
And going off of that, Billy, too, you talk about guys making an impression, and you know, even if it's a guy who's going to go back to the American Hockey League, for example. I said this on the Territory Talk podcast this week. I mention it a lot. And I know as observers of sports, it's easy to get carried away with who's on the opening night roster. But you can't get too fixated on the opening night roster, because if you're going to be a successful team and you're going to make a deep run, you're going to need a lot more than just the 23 guys and the 20 actives on opening night. You're going to need to go about 30 deep, and you're going to need everybody over the course of a year.
It ranges between 30 and 35 for most teams, and the extreme will go over 35 if you have a like a boatload of injuries, and maybe if you're healthy, just under. But
if you get to that point, your chances of being in the playoff mix get to be a little bit slim if you're going 40 deep on a roster.
You hope to maintain, but it's inevitable. 82 games, you're going to get banged up. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. So it's you need some guys to call up and come up, and you get call-ups. You make career. Mackenzie Weaker, late draft pick. That's why
some guys get called up, never go back.
Training camp was important for him. You play 10 good games, and Brian Lomberg, same thing. Mason Marchman not here now, same thing for him. Got a chance, opportunity, boom. So that's if you're going down and you're one of these guys that go down to Charlotte and you get called up, you never know. You play 10 good games, you might become an NHLer for life, and that's how it works in the NHL.
I know we can't wait to get this season going. Still two preseason games to play. Tomorrow at 7 at FLA Live Arena again. Ticket sales proceeds go to Hurricane Ian Relief on the JetBlue tarmac. Prior to the game, we'll be collecting supplies as well. So if you have anything you can spare to drop off there for Hurricane Relief, whether it be air mattress, cases of water, non-perishable foods, any of that kind of thing, it'll be taken at the JetBlue tarmac prior to tomorrow night's game. And like I said, a chance to support a great cause and see the Panthers and the Lightning tomorrow night. Then the Panthers and the Lightning finish out the preseason slate. 4 o'clock, 3:30 pregame. We've got you covered from Tampa coming up on Saturday afternoon. 96.5 FM HD2 for our listeners in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. So that's coming up on Saturday. And then the season opens for real a week from tomorrow. Panthers on the road against the New York Islanders for a 7:30 face-off to kick off a season-opening three-game road trip. After that, on the 19th, Panthers Flyers home opener at FLA Live Arena, 7:30 face-off again October 19th. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. And, well, Billy Lindsay, that takes us here to the end of the preseason special. And season number 8 for you and me in the booth, always special.
Exciting.
Time's flying by.
That is quick, isn't it? I'm looking forward to it. It's always fun, and can't wait to get this group together and all sorted out and see what we got. It's intriguing every year off the start, and new season, new coach, couple of new players, and the excitement. It's just last year there was the excitement around the team. Mm-hmm. Same type of excitement this year. You could not ask for anything more if you're a Panther fan.
So the Panthers and the Lightning tomorrow, preseason action, 7 o'clock. We're excited as we get closer and closer to the start of the regular season. Big thanks to our guests who joined us tonight, Panthers President and CEO Matt Caldwell, Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, Jamison Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, caught up with Sam Reinhart yesterday, so big thanks to them. Thanks to all of you tuned in and tweeted. Thanks to Danny Garcia for the great work behind the scenes as well.
And the regular season starts Saturday over in...
Yes, it does, in Europe.
Europe, yeah, so... October. So if you're an NHL fan.
Yep, there is regular season action this weekend.
Yeah, there'll be a couple of regular season action over in Europe, and then the rest of the teams will get going over here in North America.
Check your local listings.
Check your local listings after that.
We'll have it all for you every step of the way as it pertains to the 22-23 edition of the Florida Panthers, which we have very high hopes and high levels of excitement for as we get started here. Again, big thanks to our guests. Thanks to all of you who tuned in. Thanks to everybody who chimed in via Twitter. Thanks to Danny Garcia for the great work behind the scenes. Thanks to my broadcast partner, Billy Lindsay, as we get set for a new season here. Again, thanks everybody for joining us. This has been, I'm Doug Plagans, by the way. Thanks very much for tuning in, everybody. Almost forgot to identify myself at the end of the show. Want people out there to know who the heck's talking to them. Anyways, folks, that's it for us here this evening. We are looking forward to a new Florida Panthers season getting going here very soon. Again, for everybody here involved in tonight's show, we thank you very much for tuning in. This has been the Panthers preseason special right here on 560 Sports WQAM.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? done well. Electrical upgrade, done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Backhand around here on the near side, pushed along by Carlson. Capitals can't clear. Sherrod kept it in play down in front for Hagee, and he scores! He scores! Carter Verhaeghe stays red hot! He gets the overtime winner!
Time for more Panthers Review on the home of Panthers Hockey. AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. One more segment to go here in our annual season preview extravaganza. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay here with you as we preview a new Florida Panthers season. We'll be taking your tweets here in just a moment, so if you haven't sent them out yet, you still have a little bit of time. At Doug Plagans, at Lindsay B. Hockey, taking your questions. We've gotten a few rolling in. We've gotten some folks who just want to say hello, so we've had some tweets rolling in here. Again, at Doug Plagans, at Lindsay B. Hockey. Tomorrow at 7, Panthers and the Lightning, FLA Live Arena, preseason action, the final Panthers preseason home game. Ticket sales proceeds go to Hurricane Ian Relief efforts. They'll be collecting supplies out on the JetBlue tarmac as well before the game, so a chance to not only see the Panthers and the Lightning, but chance to support a good cause tomorrow night as well. And then 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, Panthers and the Lightning wrap up the preseason. We'll have that for you on 96.5 WPOW HD2. That's coming up on Saturday afternoon at 4. I should mention as well, if you can't make it tomorrow night, Billy and I will have the call. We'll have a stream for you, FloridaPanthers.com. That's going to be tomorrow night, so you don't want to miss that. We will have you covered if you're not able to make it down here. Panthers open up the regular season a week from tomorrow at the New York Islanders. That's the 13th, and then the home opener is the 19th at 7:30 against Philadelphia. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK. That's where to go to get your tickets for all the upcoming Panthers action. At Doug Plagans, at Lindsay B. Hockey, taking some tweets. We've got some topics. AJ chimes in. Thanks for listening. Says he's enjoying the show. We thank you very much for tuning in, AJ. Our old friend Katie Gauz working out in Denver for Altitude. Now she chimes in, says, no questions, just wanted to say hello. Well, hello to you,
hello, Katie,
for tuning in, and we thank you very much for chiming in this evening. Josh in Pembroke Pines, one of our loyal listeners, he chimes in, just wanted to say hello and good evening. And Josh in Pembroke Pines, a loyal listener on the Panthers Radio Network. So great to have you on board, Josh. Thanks for tuning in. Carol is listening, another loyal listener to Panthers broadcasts all season long. Another great Panthers Panthers fan here who tunes in quite a bit, our friend Harry. Harry chimes in on Twitter, and he's asking about the physicality of this Panthers group, and that's an area that certainly has been upgraded in recent years. And he says, Harry says in his tweet, says he would say Kachuk, Gudas, Lomberg, Bennett, the physical in-your-face players on the Panthers. Asks if we agree. Who else would you add? Where do the Panthers rank in physicality? Well, you got to throw Patrick Hornquist in that mix as well. And I think it's infectious. You go up and down the lineup, and maybe those are the in-your-face type of guys that that come to mind. But especially when you have a guy like a Matthew Kachuk and Sam Bennett kind of drag everybody else into it, and maybe make everybody else feel a little bit bigger out there when you've got a guy like Matthew Kachuk on your side as well.
It was mentioned, Kachuk, they're unicorns. And I wouldn't put Sam Bennett far off that conversation. Yep. Radko Gudas, and as far as the toughness, the team toughness is there, and it's going to make some guys bigger. Mm-hmm. a little bit more brave on the ice. If you're a second young player like Lundell, and you got Kachuk and Gudas and some of these guys out there that are going to, Lomberg, that are going to play that in-your-face style, they're not going to back down from anyone. And there's going to be a little change in the dynamic as far as the personality of this team. And it's going to be a little bit more rambunctious. It's going to have that. You're going to see it. It's going to be infectious in the locker room, on the ice. So the physicality, it's going to – but you look around the league and you take a player like Kachuk and the similarities, but if you want you take a player like Tom Wilson.
Yep.
But he's much more skilled than Tom Wilson, but you can draw parallels along those lines. Those players are so hard.
A guy who
hard.
Can play on your top – Tom Wilson can skate with a top line or a second line.
Yeah. That brings so much to your team, and that's what you're looking for, especially when it becomes postseason time. And this Panther team is going to have to get off to a good start. They're going to have to find some chemistry quickly. Paul Maurice is going to have to figure out some line combinations that he's going to want to work with. That's, to me, going to be the most interesting point coming out of training camp, is trying to get those line situations sorted. They're going to change. What you see in day one is going to, by game 82, you're going to see a lot of different line combinations. Mm-hmm. But you want some symmetry going through the first 10 or 15 games. And special teams, you want to come out. The power play last year in the playoffs wasn't successful. Penalty kill, those things. Those are, when as a player in training camp, that to me, like when we went to the Stanley Cup in 96 and we came back training camp, we didn't even have to play in the preseason. We played 7 minutes a night and played two or three games. And then once the regular season hit, it was just like we just dropped the puck the other night and that sort of scenario. So with the new faces and everything, that's the biggest, what you want to get accustomed to, is that you want that group just kind of forming together so they hit the ice in stride. And there will be a lot of, even though there's new faces, there will be a lot of carryover from what happened last year and the success on the ice, and they'll be able to get up to speed pretty quickly.
So, and just piggybacking off all that, Billy, that goes a long way when you do get past game 82, when you get into the postseason. Mm-hmm. Having that DNA, that physicality, is only going to benefit your team overall.
Yes. You, in the character,
yep.
Tampa Bay, you just take a look, Patty Maroon.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at the guy can
been to four finals in a row.
He could put on running shoes and skate as fast as he could probably run in running shoes as fast as he skates sometimes. But he's out.
Works.
And he's effective, and it works. And they want teams want players like that on their team. Darren Helm, Colorado, Cogliano, pick up depth guys that they added that were so big for Colorado.
Josh Manson,
Manson. Some of the pieces that Joe Sakic was able to put together. Lekkonen coming over, at the deadline. If you looked at Colorado and you actually looked at the tweaks they made towards the end and some of their players, it was kind of those playoff DNA guys that got them over the hump.
Yep. So the Panthers and the Lightning tomorrow will renew the rivalry here at FLA Live Arena. Sean the Hawk, another one of our loyal listeners, he chimes in and just asks who's been a standout so far in the preseason. Well, Sean the Hawk, not trying to dodge your question here, but it's pretty tough to pick just one because it's been such a high-tempo camp. We've seen a lot of good stuff coming from a lot of guys. I mean, we've seen the best coming from everybody, and I think that's been the general consensus that we've seen throughout camp is really that Paul Maurice is doing, well, first of all, Paul Maurice is doing a great job getting a lot of guys into a lot of different combinations, a lot of different situations, because he wants to just get a full view of how everybody works, who can play the middle, who can shift over to the wing if need be. But you go up and down the lineup, and I know this is an easy one, but you don't see Alexander Barkov on the ice for a few months because it's the off season. You come back, you see him back on the ice, and you just see, wow, he's just a beast out there.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. And you see it, you don't just see it during games, you don't just see it during practices in the middle of the season, you see it right now in training camp. Just looks outstanding. We're seeing Brandon Montour get a lot of looks, and he's seen some reps on the power play and things like that. So keep an eye on him. Anton Lundell, Jameson Olive talked about it back in hour number one. But he just looks every bit the star in the making that we all know he is down here in South Florida, and he's put himself onto the radar. But a lot of bright spots across the board for the Panthers. They're a deep and balanced team.
They are, and training camp is mentioned at the start of the show. Veterans, they're happy. Let's go. It's game on, and it's part of the routine. Get through it and get your skating legs underneath you. Paul Maurice said they came in, they were in shape. That's the biggest thing you want from your team, is you want the conditioning to go there. And then the guys, once they get on the ice, and once that regular season, once the puck drops, it's a whole different mindset, whole different attitude that you adapt, especially camp for the majority. All the team, except for a couple of spots, is locked up. And then for the young guys, if you're going down to Charlotte, you're going down to the minors, you want to make an impact. You want to be noticed so that maybe some injuries, you want to be first on that call-up list. Young players, training camp, vital, very important. That's where maybe you can make a mark, stand out. Veteran players, it's totally the opposite. You know what you're going to be. It's all about getting your timing, getting your skating legs underneath you, ramped up, and you just want to keep going, ramping. And now that the regular season's here, it's time to get going in full tilt. And when that puck drops, it's preseason. For veterans, it gets the blood boiling a little bit, but it doesn't raise the temperature too much. Once they drop it regular season, all of a sudden it's just, okay, I'm back in my element. I'm back in my setting. This is what I'm paid for. This is what I'm meant to do. Let's go do it.
And going off of that, Billy, too, you talk about guys making an impression, and you know, even if it's a guy who's going to go back to the American Hockey League, for example. I said this on the Territory Talk podcast this week. I mention it a lot. And I know as observers of sports, it's easy to get carried away with who's on the opening night roster. But you can't get too fixated on the opening night roster, because if you're going to be a successful team and you're going to make a deep run, you're going to need a lot more than just the 23 guys and the 20 actives on opening night. You're going to need to go about 30 deep, you're going to need everybody over the course of a year.
It ranges between 30 and 35 for most teams, and the extreme will go over 35 if you have a boatload of injuries, and maybe if you're healthy, just under. But
if you get to that point, your chances of being in the playoff mix get to be a little bit slim.
Yes.
If you're going 40 deep on a roster.
Yeah, but you hope to maintain, but it's inevitable. 82 games, you're going to get banged up. It's impossible. So it's you need some guys to call up and come up, and you get call-ups. You make career. Mackenzie Weegar, late draft pick. That's why
some guys get called up, never go back.
Training camp was important for him. You play 10 good games, and Brian Lomberg, same thing. Mason Marchman not here now, same thing for him. Got a chance, opportunity, boom. So that's if you're going down and you're one of these guys that go down to Charlotte and you get called up, you never know. You play 10 good games, you might become an NHLer for life, and that's how it works in the NHL.
I know we can't wait to get this season going. Still two preseason games to play. Tomorrow at 7 at FLA Live Arena again. Ticket sales proceeds go to Hurricane Ian Relief on the JetBlue tarmac. Prior to the game, we'll be collecting supplies as well. So if you have anything you can spare to drop off there for Hurricane Relief, whether it be air mattress, cases of water, non-perishable foods, any of that kind of thing, it'll be taken at the JetBlue tarmac prior to tomorrow night's game. And like I said, a chance to support a great cause and see the Panthers and the Lightning tomorrow night. Then the Panthers and the Lightning finish out the preseason slate. 4 o'clock, 3:30 pregame. We've got you covered from Tampa coming up on Saturday afternoon, 96.5 FM HD2 for our listeners in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. So that's coming up on Saturday. And then the season opens for real a week from tomorrow. Panthers on the road against the New York Islanders for a 7:30 face-off to kick off a season-opening three-game road trip. After that, on the 19th, Panthers Flyers home opener at FLA Live Arena, 7:30 face-off again October 19th. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. And, well, Billy Lindsay, that takes us here to the end of the preseason special. And season number 8 for you and me in the booth, always special.
Exciting.
Time's flying by.
That is quick, isn't it? I'm looking forward to it. It's always fun, and can't wait to get this group together and all sorted out and see what we got. It's intriguing every year off the start, and new season, new coach, couple of new players, and the excitement. It's just last year there was the excitement around the team. Mm-hmm. Same type of excitement this year. You could not ask for anything more if you're a Panther fan.
So the Panthers and the Lightning tomorrow, preseason action, 7 o'clock. We're excited as we get closer and closer to the start of the regular season. Big thanks to our guests who joined us tonight, Panthers President and CEO Matt Caldwell, Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, Jamison Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, caught up with Sam Reinhart yesterday, so big thanks to them. Thanks to all of you tuned in and tweeted. Thanks to Danny Garcia for the great work behind the scenes as well.
And the regular season starts Saturday over in...
Yes, it does, in Europe.
In Europe, yeah, so... October. So if you're an NHL fan...
Yep, there is regular season action this weekend.
Yeah, there'll be a couple of regular season action over in Europe, and then the rest of the teams will get going over here in North America.
Check your local listings.
Check your local listings after that.
We'll have it all for you every step of the way as it pertains to the 22-23 edition of the Florida Panthers, which we have very high hopes and high levels of excitement for as we get started here. Again, big thanks to our guests. Thanks to all of you who tuned in. Thanks to everybody who chimed in via Twitter. Thanks to Danny Garcia for the great work behind the scenes. Thanks to my broadcast partner, Billy Lindsay, as we get set for a new season here. Again, thanks everybody for joining us. This has been, I'm Doug Plagans, by the way. Thanks very much for tuning in, everybody. Almost forgot to identify myself at the end of the show. Want people out there to know who the heck's talking to them. Anyways, folks, that's it for us here this evening. We are looking forward to a new Florida Panthers season getting going here very soon. Again, for everybody here involved in tonight's show, we thank you very much for tuning in. This has been the Panthers preseason special right here on 560 Sports WQAM.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintained in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.